Hi, I'm Dave Scott. Welcome to Living by the Words of God. 1 Peter 2, 2 and 3, desire God's pure word as newborn babies desire milk. Then you will grow in your salvation. Certainly you have tasted that the Lord is good. Those cookies were really good, Preach. I could see and hear his smile as he told me. I had given him some of my wife's sugar cookies. Earlier in the day when I asked him if he wanted some, I told him they were pretty good stuff. And I am sure that he had heard other guys we work with comment on the quality of the baked goods I sometimes shuttled into work. But the knowledge he had acquired did not compel the exclamation of praise. Only the taste of personal experience brought his smile, and then mine. I am such an old guy grandpa type at times, and I love sharing things. If I could get you to taste God's goodness in his words, if I could share that with you, make my day. One obstacle I face in persuading you to taste the words is that you may believe that acquired knowledge equals tasting. Some of us might think that studying is tasting, or our conversation about the words is tasting. So when I bring this up, you are thinking, yeah, I'm in a Bible study, I'm tasting the words. But are you? Have you ever pulled off the skin wrap and took a big bite of that January tomato fresh from the grocery store cooler and exclaimed, "Now that's a tomato"? Only having acquired knowledge is like tasting those January tomatoes, and I would never be able to explain to you or convince you of the difference between those tomatoes and real tomatoes unless I could get you to walk out to the garden, pull one from the vine, rub the dirt off, and take a big, juicy bite. Now that is a tomato. Psalm 34:8, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the person who takes refuge in him. Dave Scott, Living by the Words of God.com.